positiva y llena de sorpresas. Te esperamos del 4 al 6 de marzo de 10:30 a 12:30 de la mañana en Aula, en Feria de Madrid, en el stand de la Embajada de los Estados Unidos.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio. One, two, three. Oh, I got those salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I said, one got the salad, two got the blues. Three to get ready, got holes in my shoes. I got the salad blues, baby. The salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. Are you ready for some salad?
Yes, welcome once again to The Salad. Now, what's on the show for you today? Well, of course, we have a very interesting news bit coming up on Salad News Bits. That's right. Where are we going and who will our correspondent be? You'll be finding out very shortly indeed. Now, what else do we have on the program? Well, as promised, we have Grammar Point. It's part two of make versus do. That rhymes. It's part two of make versus do. We explained to you a couple of days ago the differences between make and do. And now we shall be putting you to the test once again. We shall recap, review what we've seen, and then put you to the test on make versus do. That's what's on the show. So right now, salad listeners, it's time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Now then, here comes our headline today. Japan's economy shrinks at fastest rate since 2014. Or 2014. Japan's economy shrinks en coche. To shrink is en coche. At the fastest rate since 2014. So rate. That's right. We talk about, you know, tasas, you know, rates. That's right. Or the fastest speed, you can say, the fastest rate. So Japan's economy shrinks at fastest rate since 2014. We're going over live to Japan where we have Bob Smith. That's right. He's our Chinese and Southeast Asian correspondent. Bob, are you there?
That's right, Dave. Well, Japan's economy shrank at the fastest rate in 5 years at the end of 2019. as it was hit by a sales tax rise, a major typhoon, and weak global demand.
I see. Did you catch that, salad listeners? So, Japan's economy shrank. So to shrink, shrank, we say. Shrink, shrank, shrunk.
Okay.
Tongue twister. So Japan's economy shrank at the fastest rate in 5 years at the end of 2019 as it was hit by a sales tax rise. Impuestos sobre ventas. Sales tax rise. A major typhoon. It's a typhoon or a major storm, we can say. And weak global demand. Okay, demanda global, débil, weak global demand. So these three factors, okay, have hit Japan hard.
That's right, Dave. Annualized gross domestic product, or GDP, fell by a much steeper than expected 6.3% in October to December.
I see. Annualized gross domestic product, GDP, or el PIB, you say in Spanish, P-I-B, PIB, GDP. So it fell by much steeper than expected. It fell much steeper or by a much steeper than expected 6.3% in October to December. The GDP, gross domestic product, or el PIB. So that's quite a lot, 6.3%.
That's right. There are also concerns that the coronavirus outbreak will mean the slump continues this quarter.
So if it's an economic downturn, we can say a slump. Okay, like a decrease, a slump. Or depression, maybe.
That's right. That has raised fears that the world's third biggest economy may fall into recession. During the period, Japanese consumer spending fell 2.9% after the country's sales tax was raised in October to 10% from 8%. In the same month, Typhoon Agibis hit large parts of the country.
I see. So consumer spending fell 2.9%. Okay, after sales tax was raised in October to 10% from 8%. So a 2% increase in sales tax. And the country was also hit by Typhoon Hagibis, which hit many parts of the country, or large parts of the country.
That's right. So last quarter, capital spending dropped by 3.7%. And exports dropped by 0.1%. amid the ongoing US-China trade war. So investors are now watching to see whether the country will, rebound after the coronavirus forced China to shut down factories and led to a big drop in Chinese tourists visiting Japan.
I see, yes. Well, actually, we saw last week, so shopping in England has also been affected because many Chinese tourists come, they shop, they spend a lot of money. It's also affecting Japan. So yes, the coronavirus outbreak has also effects here, because less Chinese tourists are coming to Japan and spending.
That's right. Now in response to today's data economy, in response to today's data, the economy minister said the Japanese government was ready to take all necessary steps to deal with the impact of the coronavirus outbreak on the economy and on tourism. So in December, the Prime Minister, his government approved $120 billion, that's $90 billion in spending, aimed at cushioning the impact of the sales tax rise.
I see. Did you catch that, salad listeners? So, the Japanese government is ready, according to the economy minister, to take all the necessary steps to deal with the impact of the coronavirus outbreak. So an outbreak is un brote, an outbreak. And, yeah, the economy and then its impact on the economy and tourism. So the prime minister He said that the government has approved $120 billion or $90 billion in spending aimed at cushioning. So cushion isn't it? Un cojín. So it's a cushion or... That's right, a cushion. So it cushions the impact of the sales tax rise. So in this case, to cushion can be a verb because it acts as a cushion, un cojín. That's right. Or a mattress, un colchón. Okay? And it makes the impact not so heavy.
That's right. So the shrinking GDP was the first in more than a year and the largest since a 7.4% fall in 2014, the last time Japan raised its sales tax.
Now, did you catch that, salad listeners? So the shrink, we said the shrink is encoger. Okay, it could also be a noun. So the shrink in GDP, el PIB, was the first in more than a year and the largest since a 7.4% fall in 2014. The last time Japan raised its sales tax.
That's right. So Japan's economy shrinks at fastest rate since 2014. So let's see what happens next. Let's see if the government's new plans, you know, have an effect. So here from Japan, back to the studio, Dave.
Well, thank you very much, Bob Smith in Japan. So yes, Japan's economy shrinks at the fastest rate since 2014, Salad listeners. Okay, you heard it here on Salad News Bits. Now then, salad listeners, yes, welcome once again to Grammar Point. Now, a couple of days ago, we looked at the differences between make and do. Now, I know many people have doubts about when to use make and when to use do. And we also put you to the test with some expressions using make and do. Now, shall we review? Let's recap a little bit. So, what do you think? So, to make what, or to fabricate or to fashion something... Yeah, you make something, okay? And to do was to perform or carry out an action, okay? Realizar una acción, llevar a cabo algo, okay? Is that clear? So to make, to fabricate, to do, to perform an action, okay? That's the basic difference. However, sin embargo, there are many set expressions which sometimes don't really fall into those categories, okay? So sometimes you just need to know these. Most of them make sense, but one or two you think, well, that's not really, doesn't fit into the make-do explanation. It doesn't. So you have to memorize these. You know them or you don't. Okay, it's as simple as that. So now we're going to put you to the test. This is part two of our make versus do test. Our make versus do test on Grammar Point. That's right. Are you ready to be tested? Now, you may know most of these. If you don't know it, make a note of it. Or even a mental note. That's right, salad listeners. Write it down if you can. If not, make a mental note. Okay, good. So this is the interactive part of the program, salad listeners. Interact with us here to practice the differences between make and do. Okay, good. Let's go. We have, of course, Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. He's prepared the test for us, and he's right here. I'll pass you over to Alan for our test. Let's go. This is Grammar Points.
Yes, that's right, Dave. Hello. Yes, so part two. Yes, I prepared a number of examples here. So here we go. Here's the first one. Af, tus deberes.
What do you think, salad listeners? F, tus deberes. Do your homework. That's right. Not make your homework. Do your homework. You do homework. Okay? Good. Next.
Right, okay. Haz los quehaceres domésticos.
Haz los quehaceres domésticos. O las tareas domésticas, no? You could say. What do you think? Do the housework in general. So you do homework deberes and you do housework. Okay? Los quehaceres domésticos. Is that clear? I mean, housework, that fits into a category for me. You perform an action. Okay? So, in this case, it makes sense. That's not the case in all of these, okay? So, let's have our next example.
Hago ejercicios todas las mañanas.
Okay. Well, I do exercises every morning. They can be physical or mental. Maybe they're homework exercises. No? Or grammar exercises. So I do exercises every morning. That's right, salad listeners. Not bad, okay? Are you ready for some more examples? Are you interacting with us here? This is the interactive part of the program. Let's have another example. Over to you, Alan.
Right, okay. Él hace maravillas con muy pocos recursos.
Right. Hacer maravillas, what do you think? Any ideas? Well, we say to do wonders, like maravilloso, wonderful, to do wonders. So he does wonders with very few resources. That's right. He does wonders with very few resources. That's right. So to do wonders, hacer maravillas. Let's have a look at our next example, please.
La explosión hizo mucho daño a la fachada.
La fachada, the facade, we say in English, facade. So, the explosion did a lot of damage to the facade, okay? The explosion did a lot of damage to the facade. You do damage. I like the word facade, a French word. What a beautiful facade. That's right. Okay, let's have another example.
Esto no tiene sentido.
Tener sentido? What do you think? Yes, to make sense. So this doesn't make any sense. So we have do and make here. We have does as in the auxiliary verb. So this doesn't make any sense. That's right, salad listeners. Not that it doesn't have sense. It doesn't make sense. Tener sentido, to make sense. Okay? Good. Let's have another one.
¿Has hecho reservas?
¿Has hecho reservas? What do you think? Have you made reservations? You make reservations. Have you made reservations? That's right. Okay, how are you getting on? Are you ready for another one? Let's have it.
Concertemos una cita para el martes.
Concertar una cita. What do you think? Well, the answer is to make an appointment. So concertemos. Let's make an appointment for Tuesday. Let's make an appointment for Tuesday. That's right, salad listeners. Okay, next, please.
Haz el amor, no la guerra.
Hacer el amor. To make love. Make love, not war. Yeah, man. Make love, not war. Is that right, salad listeners? Is that clear? Okay. It's good advice too, I think. Don't you agree? Okay. Okay, let's have another example, please.
Voy a hacer una fortuna.
Hacer una fortuna. So voy a hacer, I'm going to make a fortune. Fortuna, fortune. I'm going to make a fortune. That's right, okay. So if you've just joined us, we're looking at the differences between make and do. Okay, you make a fortune. Let's have our next example, please.
¿Cuándo vas a tomar una decisión?
I see. Well, when are you going to make a decision? You can take a decision or make. When are you going to make a decision? Okay, salad listeners. Good. Next, please.
Tengo que hacer una elección entre el uno o el otro.
What do you think? Tengo que. I have to make a choice between one or the other. To make a choice, hacer una elección. I have to make a choice between one or the other. Okay. Good. Next.
No hagas tanto ruido.
What do you think? Don't make so much noise. Don't make so much noise. To make noise. That's right. Next, please.
¿Qué tal?
¿Qué tal? You're thinking to make and do? Well, just how are you doing? How are you doing? Or how you doing? Hey, how you doing? That's right, ¿qué tal? How you doing? Next.
Has hecho una buena obra. Moral.
Has hecho una buena obra. Moral. Well, but it's a set expression to do a good deed. Hacer una buena obra. In brackets, moral in this case. So, yes, you've done a good deed. You've done a good deed. That's right. Okay. So then, let's keep going, salad listeners.
No hagas nada.
No hagas nada. Don't do anything. Don't do anything. Okay? That's right. Good. So don't do anything.
Vas mejor ahora. In brackets, progresando.
So in brackets, entre paréntesis. Vas mejor ahora, progresando. You're doing better, to do better. I mean, you could say you're progressing, you're advancing, or you're doing better. That's right. Okay, you're doing better. I suppose you could say you're getting better is another option. Okay, so to do better. I think you can do better. Next, please.
Estás haciendo progresos.
Now, hacer progresos. To make progress. You're making progress, salad listeners. Next.
¿Quién va a lavar los platos?
Lavar los platos. To do the dishes. Who's going to do the dishes?
Da igual.
Ah, da igual. It doesn't matter. Or we could also say, it doesn't make any difference. So you could use do or make, it doesn't matter. Okay, obviously the does here is the auxiliary verb. Or it doesn't make any difference.
No pueden estar. In brackets, fueron invitados.
Ah, we've done this before. No pueden estar. They can't make it. Can you make it? They can't make it. No pueden estar. Okay? We have a few examples left. Let's keep going.
Aprovecha tu tiempo.
What do you think? Now we can say to make the most of. Make the most of your time.
Hemos dispuesto para que te recojan en el hotel.
I would say here to make arrangements. We've made arrangements for you to be picked up at the hotel.
What level?
We've made arrangements for you to be picked up at the hotel.
No pongas excusas.
Don't make excuses. And the last one, salad listeners, are you ready? Translate this into perfect English to go out on a high note.
No te burles de mí.
What do you think? Burlarse de alguien? To make fun of someone. Don't make fun of me. That's right. Thanks very much, Alan. Alan, this has been Grammar Point with Make versus Do. Now then, salad listeners, once again we've run out of time, so see you tomorrow on The Salad.
Los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan son programas presenciales muy exigentes e intensos, cuyo objetivo es aprender a hablar inglés, por lo que el enfoque es 100% oral. Podrás elegir entre una o dos clases semanales de 2 horas, 2 horas y media o 3 horas, en horario de mañana o tarde, siendo compatibles con cualquier horario laboral. 3 meses de formación continua donde el alumno irá mejorando el nivel de forma progresiva y constante. Llama ya, infórmate en el 91-133-5833. Comienza bien el año con nuestros trimestrales. 91-133-5833. Personaliza tu horario